From Seattle, these are our final thoughts. What's at stake?
Well, I say it's whether or not Mike McCarthy finally got this off-season training and training camp thing figured out. Ever since the new CBA, we've heard from Mike McCarthy that they haven't hit the targets. He hasn't been happy necessarily with how things have gone through the preseason. And 2 years ago, the Packers lost their opener, started 2-3. Last year, they lost the opener, started 1-2. This year, at the end of the preseason, Mike McCarthy was pretty positive about how he felt about how things went. So if he's got it figured out, we'll find out.
We could say a fast start is at stake, but that's too obvious. Some people would say possibly home field advantage for the playoffs is at stake, but that's too far out.
Yeah.
I'm going to say perception is at stake. I don't know what perception is worth, but if the Packers play these guys tough, especially if the Packers win, the perception will be that the national perception will be that the Packers will be a team to beat. But if it turns out the other way, the perception will be forget about them. Mike, who's your player to watch?
I'm going to go with Randall Cobb for the Packers. I think we're going to see Richard Sherman a fair amount and possibly matched up on Jordy Nelson. The Seahawks have a new number two corner, a new nickel corner. Those are the guys who are going to be matched up on Randall Cobb, and I think it's going to be on Cobb to really make some things happen, especially from the slot against this secondary.
And plus, he is the Packers, on the depth chart at least, the number one punt returner,
yeah,
which means he could have impact in that way.
Absolutely.
He once did.
Yeah.
In a kickoff opener.
That's true.
As a kickoff returner.
Yeah.
All right. My player to watch is Marshawn Lynch, and here's why. If he was to have a big game, the Seahawks will dominate time of possession, and that's an especially big problem for a no-huddle offense.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to win time of possession in a no-huddle offense, and if the Packers are unable to stop Marshawn Lynch, the Seahawks are going to have the ball for a whole lot of this game. Mike, the Packers win if Aaron Rodgers has a decided passer rating advantage over Russell Wilson. And here's why I say that. If that happens, then not only will Aaron Rodgers have played well, but the Packers' defense will have played well. And that's a tough combination to beat.
Yeah, and I will say I agree with you entirely, and I'll dovetail off your Marshawn Lynch as a player to watch. I say the Packers win if Eddie Lacy and James Starks maybe combined outrush Marshawn Lynch, because that means the Packers are not completely relying on Aaron Rodgers to move the ball, and it also means that run defense is doing a solid job against Lynch. So with that, we'll sign off from Seattle for now, but join us during the game for quarter-by-quarter updates in the Packers.com blog. Ask Vic Halftime, send in your questions, and also join us for post-game stories, all of your coverage on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.